What is one day that you can never forget and has shaped you who you are today? Okay. It is not only one day, because in all those weeks in Gaza, there were so many moments which touched my heart, shaped me and my personality. I honestly will never forget situations, patients, and of course colleagues which crossed my life. I am so full of emotions, and if I think about those moments, I was able to share that I nearly can hear the sound, remember the smell, or the environment. I witnessed and felt the bravery, the strength, and kindness of the people in so difficult situations. It made me think and reflect a lot about my own life. I'm lucky that I'm born where I'm born. I was able to get education. I get a job I love, can travel without restrictions and boundaries, and I have a safe place to live. All this and beyond, we take normally for granted. So many countries, and of course recently, the people in Gaza, are constantly a reminder how lucky I am. There are many days in Gaza I will never forget. I just got 3 out of 1,000,000 examples. A boy, 6 years old, his name Amir, with extensive burns and taken to the OT nearly every second day, was always crying seeing me, because he thought I'm coming to take him to the OT. Before our team left, I said goodbye with a heavy heart to all the patients which become over these weeks very close to me. This day I got the first smile in weeks from Amir. It made me cry and I was overwhelmed with emotions. One day in the OT, while we were working, a very reliable Palestinian colleague was always out. I wondered and asked him what happened. He told me that he cannot reach his relatives and is trying to find out where they are or what happened to them. He called all his colleagues in the other hospitals which were still working or health facilities but could not find them. In my mind, it was a short while later, he came back and broke down. He could not stop crying, and we understood that 10 family members and his best friend were killed. We had a patient on the OT table. So I continued working, but tears were running down my cheek, while feeling so helpless and angry at the same time, seeing his pain, and I was not able to even comfort him. What to say in such a situation, I will never forget. Ahmed, a boy of 17 years, was brought by his relatives to our ward, asking for an operation. He was malnourished, skin and bone, and was paralyzed. We told the relatives, which were very supportive, we cannot operate before Ahmed gained weight. Whenever I had time, I visited Ahmed and begged him to eat. After nearly 6 weeks, it was his big day, we operated him, but had to leave some days later. When I went back to Gaza for my second time and found Ahmed, his wounds were healed, he was walking, and he is doing great. I was so happy and relieved. He gave me a big smile when he saw me and hugged me. What more can you ask for? Walking down the corridors in the hospital, which has now 20,000 IDPs, the people wanted always to share their little meals they had with us. They gave us bread and invited us for a cup of tea. Unbelievable. On Valentine's Day, I was not allowed by my colleagues to do anything because of Valentine, and the kids of my Palestinian colleagues bought me gifts. I would say that there is no small act of kindness in Gaza. I felt every gesture big, thinking and being aware of the situation of the people. Back in 2021, when I was the first time in Gaza, I felt the kindness and the open heart of the people in many ways, and that has not changed. The daily thank you for being with us, the welcome to Gaza, and the smiles given to me is something so beautiful that there are no words to describe the warm feeling. I mean, I lost 10 kilos the first time, and I mean, we all lost because we had all nearly nothing to eat. This time they cooked nearly every evening. And we were not allowed. They always said, no, we don't need anything, don't bring anything. And they feeded me like crazy. I said, guys, what you want? That I gain again 10 kilo? I don't want. You know, so they made sure that we are good. And I mean, you know, it makes, I felt guilty on one side because, you know, this was just for me too much to take. On the other side, of course, I was happy because, you know, they wanted to do me good. So it's very mixed. It was very mixed feeling. For my own well-being, it is helping me a lot, the support of my local colleagues and to feel how they care about me. As well, for my own well-being, it's very, very important to feel and to see how my colleagues in Palestine cared about me and the whole team, and they were trying to make us as comfortable as possible, even so they struggled so much. But this was really a great help for all of us, not being home, not being with our families, but being there and being with them always together and getting to feel the love and the comfort they were giving us. It was amazing.